Hello everybody, you're listening to Discover Iran podcast. This is Ali Tariqati again from Iran, and today we have another interview with Mr. Edu from Catalonia. I'm really happy that he accepted our invitation again, and I cannot wait to hear from him because he has a lot of good experience in this country because, as I told you, he stayed more than 10 months by bicycle in this country. For me, it's really incredible. Mr. Edu, you're most welcome. Let me tell to the people who listen to this podcast, we had another interview, guys. If you want to listen to another episode, you can go to Discover Iran channel. If you search about Iran or interview in Iran or something else, if you go to Discover podcast channel, you can find it really easy. So, Mr. Edu, you're most welcome again. We want to talk about coronavirus in Iran. We want to know what's happened when you heard coronavirus come to Iran, and I think you were in Iran. So tell us, please.
Yeah, well, thanks again, Ali, for inviting me to your show.
You too.
And before entering Iran, I was all aware there was a virus going on in this world, but the virus was supposed to be in China, and I remember talking to my mom on the phone and my aunt, and they were saying, don't go to China, don't go to China. And I was telling them, no, well, China, maybe, who knows, maybe in 3 months, maybe it's better, we'll see. But right now I'm just heading to Iran, and I'll be in a few days in Iran. So I got to the border, and it was particularly, there was no problem to enter the country. And yeah, and 3-4 days later, coronavirus is in Iran.
After you arrived in Iran,
Yeah, 3-4 days later. So then it was like...
lucky man.
It was like the big crisis and nobody knew much what to do. I remember well, I was thinking, well, I will try anyway to follow with my plan, which was to go to China, thinking, well, now the virus is in Iran, so it's not in China, so let's there is free way. So I remember that I cycled all the way to Mashhad, the second largest city in Iran, nearby, in order to go to the consulate, Turkmenistan consulate, and
yes, exactly,
and cross the border from Mashhad to Turkmenistan. But it was not possible because there were restrictions already implemented. So actually, I found myself kind of stuck in Iran. When the virus also came to Iran, I found myself on a WhatsApp group. There were other travelers. Honestly, I don't know who added me on this WhatsApp group, but well, and I could see that, well, there were many people who were in Iran, and they were very afraid, and they wanted to leave the country immediately. So my first thought was, well, let's take it easy, and let's, who knows what happened next, maybe in 2-3 weeks, let's get some time, let's think not in such a rush. But actually, nothing has changed since then, because the borders have remained closed. I decided, okay, let's wait a little bit, it's summertime, so it can be also fun to enjoy or to see Iran in summer, because when I arrived here it was winter, so it was particularly cold, and I was in the northern part of the country, so it was cold, I've decided to wait a little bit. Nothing has changed, and I'll see what to do next. It will also depend on the visa.
I heard you had just 1 month visa, Edu. If you had just a 1 month's visa, have you been able to stay here for such a long time?
Well, this was like one of the main issues I had on mind. Well, what's going to happen? Because maybe they will deport me if they find out I've overstayed my the days I was originally granted, as you said, 1 month. I remember I was in Khorasan, Somali. The main city is Bojnur, okay. If I pronounce it correctly.
Yeah, right.
And I remember I went there to the police because it was after completing my first 30 days. I went there, and the passport police, honestly, they had no information, they had no clue, and they just said, "Well, we know the borders are closed. There are no flights because almost all airlines cancel their flights everywhere in the world. So you have to stay here. So your visa is still valid."
So you mean they didn't extend your visa? They said, "Okay, you can stay here for
forever, maybe."
Yeah, kind of. They said, "For now, it's okay. Keep going. Go to Mashhad." I remember the...
Go to the Holy Shrine, you know? Go to Mashhad.
But it was closed, the Holy Shrine, back then. But yeah, they said, "Go to Mashhad." So don't bother us, bother Mashhadi people, if you... if not. And no, but then, yeah, because I was spending a considerable amount of time, so I decided... When I was in Shiraz, I went to the police there and I talked to the police, which were, the officers were quite friendly, and they decided to extend my visa for 2 more months. Then when I was in Urumqi, the borders were still closed. I had the hope, or maybe I was thinking maybe the border Iran-Turkey, mm-hmm. Is open, so that's why I cycled all the way to Urumqi, but there was no the situation was the same, but there was no problem to extend the visa, and it's been like this since the beginning. So so far, I guess authorities in Iran are still aware. There are a few travelers who, for one or other reason, are still in the country, so they extend their visas, and that's why we are here.
You're really happy that still you're in our country. As we know, all of the world is in the trouble for coronavirus situation, and we hope soon as possible this coronavirus, this virus gone, and everybody without any stress hug each other and trouble again. I have one question in my mind I want to ask you, and I want to know what is your opinion about tourism. You know, the people don't travel right now, and the people really afraid. What do you think about tourism, and what do you think about the people who want traveling to Iran? They will, or what's your opinion, man?
Well, that's true that, yes, sometimes people ask me, how is it traveling in this situation? I have to say, at the very beginning, because it was new for all of us, so we had not much information, we didn't know exactly which was the real danger behind this pandemic. And for example, my family also got quite worried, and I was also worried about them. So after getting to Mashhad, as I said before, and realized border is closed, I actually booked a flight to fly back home. I think back then there was still one airline providing some flights between, I think, Tehran and Qatar, Qatar Airways,
yeah.
Tehran and Doha. So I bought a ticket, but actually they canceled it. That's the reason why I'm here also. if they had canceled, I would have missed.
So you had decision to leave this country, you know? Well,
because it was at the beginnings, and as I said, it was new, and I felt bad for traveling. Because I was thinking, I remember, for example, one day in Golestan province, in a very small village, there was a very humble family, Turkmen family, inviting me to their house, and I was thinking, I would be really happy to come to your house and have a hammam, because I hadn't had a shower for a few days. But at the same time, I mean, maybe I'm carrying the virus, and this is a very tiny village with very few facilities. I wouldn't like to be responsible for causing like harm to these people. So I was considering that it was a bad thing, traveling. But then, well, I guess all of us got used to it, and when life got back to normal a little bit, so restrictions, lockdowns more or less stopped and people went back to the street, I thought, okay, as long as I keep as long as I follow the general recommendations, I should be okay, because I'm not doing anything the others are not doing. Since I'm traveling by bicycle, I'm spending most of the time alone. It would be maybe more problematic if you go by bus or train or flight, where you have to be surrounded by many people at the same time. So it's like this. I just try.
Right now you're traveling much easier, and you care about coronavirus, and I think you go to the hostel and you keep going, yeah?
Well, I try to combine. I mean, if I go to the hostel, it's because the hostel is open. I'm aware that it's not like like before, that we could be totally ease anywhere and shake hands with everybody and hug everybody.
Come on, man, don't hug everybody, please.
No, but I mean before. I am aware that this is not the right time for doing this. And of course, I'm also aware that if something occurs to me, because we cannot predict the hardness of this virus, well, it would not be nice to go to a hospital in a foreign country where I could not communicate maybe with doctors, and who knows, I don't know. So it's better to take care of
it's
oneself.
Much better, and I hope you keep going without any problem, and we enjoy more and more in this country and also in other countries too. We hope really soon as possible the people travel more easy. Thanks for sharing your information again, Edu. I hope soon a lot of people start to travel, because we have to care, and soon as possible find a vaccine to remove this coronavirus. Well, thanks for listening. Do you want to say something?
Especially, I guess, for the tourism industry in Iran. I think I read somewhere, you will correct me if I'm mistaken, that Iran was the third fastest growing tourist destination.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think many people, professionals who work in this industry, in this field, in this sector, now they are considering what's gonna be with our lives, with our business. So hopefully we can go back to the situation we had before, and people can continue to come to Iran, even though it's a secret.
Yeah, thank you so much. Guys, thanks for listening to this interview. And again, I do thank you for accept our invitation and share your experience with the people. a lot of people send me message and ask about coronavirus in Iran, this situation, and I answer them. But because you stay more than 10 months in Iran, for sure your experience is much better than us, because you touch it, you know. Just we see something, but you touch and you have really real experience. Thanks for sharing, and I have nothing to say right now. Maybe again we will invite you and we will see you in this place again. If you stay in Iran more, for sure we will again invite you. I hope again you enjoy more in this country. Guys, thank you again for listening to this podcast. If you want to know the keys and secrets about Iran, you can stay in this channel, Discover Iran Podcast, and listening to all of things that you need. If you are enjoying this interview, please write comment for me, and I will send for sure to Edu. And please share it if it's possible. Thank you so much. We are waiting for your response. Nothing else, Edu?
No, just thank you very much for inviting me your show, and I will always try my best to say good things about Iran and its people.
Me too. I hope everybody in the world stay safe in this situation. Thank you so much. Have a nice time, guys. Bye.